Honorable judges, I extend my deepest gratitude to you for inviting me to address the court today as your guest of honor at the opening of the judicial year and the launch of the court's 20th anniversary. I'm grateful because this institution and its commemoration hold deep personal significance for me. My connection to these themes is rooted in my family's history, which has shaped my own perspectives on justice and human rights. I've spent much of my life reflecting on justice, due process, and the rule of law. Why are these rights afforded to some and not to others? The same applies to human rights and dignity, which have been on my mind in recent days since I received your invitation. February 24th, last week, was marked another anniversary. It was the 60th year since the 1966 coup d'etat in Ghana that overthrew the government of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. My father was a minister of state in Nkrumah's government. Immediately after the coup, he, along with other ministers of state, members of parliament, and other government officials, were asked to report to the police station for their own safety. At the police station, he was interrogated, taken into custody, and he remained in detention for over a year. By 1974, just 8 years later, Ghana, through another coup, was being led by our fifth head of state and third military ruler, Colonel Ike Achampong. At that time, my father had become a private citizen and was working as a rice farmer and agribusinessman with no involvement in politics or government. He was a staunch believer in democracy and he opposed coup making. But he appreciated Colonel Achampong, whose policies promoted Ghana's self-reliance. He believed that Achampong had Ghana's best interest at heart. Like many parents, my father and I as well often offer unsolicited advice. It starts with our own children, and eventually we extend this unsolicited advice to friends, to neighbors, to strangers, and in my father's case, even to the head of state. My father decided to write a letter to the head of state, Colonel Achampong, to let him know that he was doing a wonderful job of leading Ghana. In that letter, he offered, as usual, his unsolicited advice. And he said, and I quote, "But do not hold on to power for too long. Leave when the applause is the loudest," my father wrote. He sent the letter, and soon after, military personnel arrived at our home and took my father into custody for questioning. He was detained for several days on suspicion of subversion. But later, Colonel Achampong ultimately determined that he posed no real threat and ordered his release. Although I stand before you as a head of state, I remain the child whose father was detained for serving his country and advising its leader. I'm still the little boy who learned how dangerous it can be to challenge those in power who may act with impunity and assume the role of judges, jury, and executioner over you. And therein lies my belief and respect for the rights and dignity of people. Your Excellencies, Honorable Judges, ladies and gentlemen, I share my father's story to illustrate that while he was one individual, his experience demonstrates that no one stands alone. The effects of social injustice and human rights violations extend beyond individuals. They impact entire families and communities. Although our continent comprises 55 sovereign nations, our destinies are closely linked together.